Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, bless you.
And it said something about the 90s. Something about the 90s. It is the sweetest night day I've known. If you love it,
oh, how I love the name Jesus.
Sweet name, yeah.
It's the sweetest name.
Sweetest name I know.
I know.
Look here. Some people say I'm crazy, but just the pain, I can't explain. The power that I feel. When I call your name, said it's just like fire shining in my bones. When the Holy Ghost gets to moving, you know he won't leave us alone. And it's all because there's something, yeah.
Weekend win. Hey, but I can look back over mine, and I can say it was pleasant. It was pleasant because the Lord was yet on my side. It was pleasant because I was still calling on the name of Jesus. You just was listening to the song by Rance Allen, titled Something About the Name Jesus. Amen, amen. Welcome once again to a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries. I am your host, Evangelist Adrian Bernard, and I thank each and every one of our listeners, our callers, and those that may come on the archives, those that are late calling in. We just greet you in the awesome name of Jesus. Amen. Once again, we are on the air live Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 3 p.m. Central and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Saturday, Minister Billy Burns out of Apex, North Carolina, hosts a segment called They Overcame, and she's on at 5 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and that's 7 a.m. Central and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And on Sunday morning, we have early Sunday morning prayer for about 30 minutes before you go out to your different houses of worship. We just come together and offer up some prayer. And that's 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and that's 9 a.m. Central and 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Amen. We just thank God for what he's doing in our life. Amen. We'd like to also let you know that our mailing address is P.O. Box 5702, and that is Stockton, California, and the zip is 95205. Once again, that's P.O. Box 5702. Stockton, California, 95205. Truly, we appreciate and we welcome any prayer requests and any suggestions that you may have that you would like to see aired on this broadcast. We welcome that. Amen. You can email us also at newdestiny54@yahoo.com. Once again, that's newdestiny54@yahoo.com. Also, you can visit us on the web. We are on the web, and you can visit us at www.newdestinyministries.com. That's plural, New Destiny Ministries, amen, amen. And also, we are on Facebook. You can hit us up on New Destiny Ministries on Facebook and even my personal page, Adrian Bernard. Amen. We just thank God for what God is doing in our lives. Amen. We also like to take this time out to thank Sister Faithful Spates and her diligence in helping and supporting us. And those of you all that have ministries, I tell you, you need to contact this young lady. Amen. And let her be your web designer. Let her be your facilitator for your Facebook page, and any information that you need, any printed material, you know, if you need any flyers and business cards and logos, she does all of these things. I tell you, she does a marvelous job, and she's such a professional, and we just certainly want you all to support her. You can I'll let Faithful come on a little bit later and give you her personal information, how you can contact her. Amen. And we just, again, thank God for Sister Faithful, and thank God for Sister Ruby, manning the switches, and Elder Gates, and Apostle Timothy, all those that help assist in my absence. Truly, I appreciate you all, and I words really can't even sum up or express what that meant to me to see you all working together so cohesively and just in unity and harmony. And that's what God is looking for. That's what Jesus called us to do. He called us to be a support and be a help to one another. So this is a brand new week, you all, and today is we in the third month of the year. Can you believe that? We're in the third month already. Today is March the 11th, 2013. And I tell you, time is getting away from us, and it's going to get away from you even more if you haven't invested in your pack package. If you haven't taken out an investment in the Lord Jesus Christ today, I tell you, today is a good opportunity for you to do so. Amen. So with no further ado, we're going to, I see Elder Gates on the line, and I'm going to ask him to open up with prayer, and I am your speaker for today, and I believe that the Lord has given me a word to give to his people on today, and we're going to get right on into that after Elder Gates open up with a word of prayer. God bless you, man of God. How are you today?
The Lord is kind. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. I'm so excited about what Jesus is doing in the lives of his people. So I just thank God for you, Elder Gates, and thank you for your support. Thank you for tuning in, and thank you for just what you do. The gifts that God has deposited in you, you are using them, and I am happy about that. So God bless you.
Father, we thank you for your goodness and for your kindness, for the multitude of your tender mercy. We thank you, mm-hmm. God, because, God, it is because of you that we live and move and have our being. We thank you, God, because, Lord, we can count on you in every hour, in every day, in every minute, in every second, in every circumstance, every situation. You never fail. Yes, Lord, you have been true to your word that you never leave or forsake us. But, God, you are with us always, even until the end of time. And Father, we thank you because, God, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. We thank you because, God, you are from everlasting to everlasting. And Father, we bless your name, God, because, Lord, your name is a strong tower, and the righteous reign in us. While some trust in horses and others trust in chariots, we remember the name of the Lord our God. Thank you, God, for your presence and your power, for in your presence there is fullness of joy. And at your right hand there are pleasures forevermore. And God, we thank you because your joy is our strength. Yes, Lord, we give you praise, God, because you have been our peace in the midst of confusion. You have been our healer, God, out of sickness. You have been, yes, Lord, our joy in the midst of sorrow. You have been our provider, yes, Lord, in the midst of lack.
Hey,
we thank you,
God.
God, that everything that you said,
thank
yes,
you,
Lord, you always made it good.
Mm.
You never lied. You never failed. Yes, Lord, you never even come short of what you said. But God, you are not a man that you should lie. Neither are you the son of man that you should attend. Because God, when you say it, you do it. When you speak it, God, you bring it to pass and make it good. And Father, for that we glorify you, God, because you're the God that exalts all of your word above your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise you, O God, because every word that comes out of your mouth, no man can alter it. Thank
Ooh,
you,
glory
Jesus.
To God,
God, we thank you, God, that you sustain all things by the word of your power.
Oh,
yes,
Lord.
Lord. We
yes,
thank
Lord.
You, God, because you are the creator. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, God, because you are, yes, Lord, the motivator and the stimulant of our faith. We
glory
thank you, God, that you are the object of our faith, the author and the finisher,
yes
Lord, of our faith. And, God, we praise you and we glorify you. It is our pleasure to give you praise today.
Hallelujah.
It is our pleasure to worship you. It is
worship
our pleasure
you,
to honor
God.
You. It is our pleasure to bow down before you and, Lord, to worship you, God. Yes, Lord, because there is no other God like
Lord,
you. You are God all by yourself. And beside you, there is no other. Thank you, Jesus. God, and we give your name praise, and we give your name glory, and we give your name honor. Yes, Lord. How can we not when you're the one that gave us breath? How can we not when you're the one that gave us life? How can we not when you're the one that gave us strength and the capacity of our mind? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Ah, God, because you could have left us lying in our sin. You could have left us devastated, God, on our way to hell. But thank you for your son. Yes, Lord. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for your blood. Thank you for the blood. Hallelujah, for our redemption. Thank you for your blood that has washed and cleansed us. Thank you for your blood. Yes, Lord, that invites you, God, into our lives in fellowship and relationship. God, we bless you because, God, Jesus Christ is our peace. Yes, Lord, and God, you give us peace that passes understanding. And, God, today we thank you and we give you praise. Now, God, according to the word of God that shall be sown into the hearts of men, Lord, we pray that the washing of the water would happen upon our lives and upon our souls. Sanctify us by thy truth. Your word is truth. And God, we receive the engrafted word and is able to save our souls. And we receive it with rejoicing. We receive it, God, with thanksgiving. We receive it, God, in praise and in honor to you, that we might bring forth fruit 100-fold unto your glory. Now, God, to you be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. And this we pray in Jesus' name. And it shall be so, and it cannot be otherwise. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God.
God, we bless you on today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Elder Gates. Hallelujah for that wonderful opening prayer. Hey, you know the Most High, I felt that. Hallelujah. I felt that. Hey, you know the Most High.
Thank you. Hallelujah. We bless you today.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. I'm sorry. I apologize for that. Amen. But once again, I like to say praise the Lord. I see Sister T on the line. I see Sister Barbara Williams on the line. God bless you. I see Sister Pam on the line, Sister Ruby, Ella Gates, and Sister Faithful. Hallelujah. We just thank God for each and every one of you all on today. Truly, it's a blessing to be alive. Amen, amen. I went and supported one of my friends, Minister Michael Lewis, that comes on the line and on yesterday. And it's always good to have friends. It's always good to have friends. The Bible says, to gain friends, you got to first show yourself friendly. So we went and fellowship with him as he celebrated his birthday and was able to bring a magnificent word on yesterday. So I've been seeking the Lord for just what we need to hear even on this week. Amen. So our destiny focus this week is power in Jesus' name. Are you, Ella Gates, are you hearing an echo?
Yes, ma'am.
Ella Gates?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
You are?
Yes.
Okay, we got to fix that. Just a minute. Amen, amen. That's the speakerphone. Hallelujah. You hear me better now?
Yes.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, our destiny focus for this week is the power in Jesus' name. How many know that there's power in Jesus' name? Amen? There's power in Jesus' name. And many times we get in the habit, and I want to really be clear on today because we're going to visit quite a few scriptures. And when you begin to talk about Jesus, hallelujah, the Bible says the books couldn't even contain all of the information, all of the miracles, all of the signs and wonders that Jesus did. We have 66 books. But just think about those books that we know we don't have no knowledge of. Nothing. There's no human vocabulary. There's no human that can even fathom what Jesus said, hey, while he was here. So many times we get in the habit, and we all know the Lord's Prayer, and we pray in the name of God, our Father. But the Bible specifically states that there's no other name given among men. See, we can't be saved in the name of God. We are saved in the name of Jesus. And we're going to validate some of this today. Because I'm finding out, if we don't invoke that name Jesus, hey, hallelujah, we won't get no results. Amen? Yes, it's good to give God his honor and his due, but we're going to find out that God gave Jesus power. God gave Jesus power. Hallelujah. Because God is the creator. The creator. It don't almost shut the has all power in his hand. But he gave power to his son. And his son, what did the son do? The son came back to redeem man back and get us back into the life of four. God, when you say Jesus, hallelujah, I ain't even going to go there yet. I'm going to just try to contain myself. But when you say that name, Jesus, you got to say it with power. You got to say it with authority. You have to say it with conviction. You it with faith. You have to say it believing. Ah, if you don't believe in the name of Jesus, nothing will happen for you. I don't care how long you say, God, God said, I have sent you something. Hallelujah, I sent you something. I sent you a son. If I want, he said, Jesus is the mediator, hallelujah, between God and man. We can't, we can't get to God without going through Jesus. That's a revelation, y'all. Y'all will catch it later. But let me just calm on down. Hallelujah, because I'm going to get into this the way the Lord gave it to me. And I was praying, and I said, Lord, what is it? What do we say this week? Hallelujah. How do we go on a little bit further? How the Bible says, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. If we don't know how to invoke, then guess what? We're going to perish. We're going to perish because we're taking things out of context. And people are doing some of everything. Hallelujah. But you know what? Many of them are going to be doing things in Jesus' name. But in that day, he's going to say, get thee behind me because I never knew you. Hallelujah. You know, hallelujah. You can be a sinner. Hey, you can be the one sinner. But I tell you what, those sinners know how to call on the name of Jesus. They can beat you calling on Jesus. So why can't the people of God, why can't the saints whom he's given this Holy Ghost to? When he said after the Holy Ghost come, you shall receive power. Well, if we got power, why aren't we calling on Jesus? I don't understand it. So I began to talk with the Lord. Hallelujah. And he said, you know what? They're not getting any results because guess what? They're not calling on my son. Hallelujah. They're not calling on Jesus. And I said, Lord, what are you trying to say? Hallelujah. We know the story. We know the story, but we're going to get into this a little bit today, this discussion. And I'm asking the Lord to hallelujah, calm me down. I'm a very animated person. Hallelujah. When something begins to stir on the inside, hey, I don't know about you, but I know what he's done for me. When something, Sister T, begins to stir, why, hallelujah, I can't help myself sometimes. But we all know that the Spirit is subject. Hallelujah. So I have to come on down. But let's just deal with this for a little while. Amen. When we talk about power, we're talking about the ability to do or act. That's what the dictionary says. Power is defined as the ability to do or act. Then it says the capability of doing or accomplishing something. Also says great or marked ability. Listen at that. Great or marked ability. Jesus had marked ability. Hallelujah. And his ability was great to do or act. It also says strength. That word power is strength. It's might. It's force. It's also said, this is the last one, the possession of control or command. Now, this is the one I like. The possession. Jesus had the possession of this power of control or command over others. The possession of control or command over others. And that's what some of these leaders are doing. Hallelujah. They have the possession and the control and command over others. But they're not doing it as unto the Lord. For God said, don't be lords over God's heritage. You have to exhibit and you have to demonstrate love.
because Jesus said, with love have I drawn thee. So let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Why aren't we getting these results? Power. So we're talking about power. In the name of who? In the name of Jesus. Now let's see what a name is. What does that name is a noun. Huh? Hallelujah. And it's a word used to identify a person, animal, or thing. Now we're going to find out that when Jesus was in the when he was in his mother's womb, guess what? They called that a holy thing. Ah! Lord, help me today. The Bible said that holy thing. So Jesus just wasn't a person. He just didn't come as a man. But when he was in his mother's womb, they identified him as a holy thing. Oh, you better watch here today. I'm going somewhere. I know where I'm going. Amen, amen. So let's go to let's turn quickly. All right, and I got some scriptures. If you better have your test today, or you better be ready to go back into the archive. Amen. Get your notepads today, because we're going to validate. Ah, hallelujah. We're going to validate the power that's in this name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Turn to Luke. Lord, I hear you today. Luke chapter 1. And we're going to read a little bit. Amen. Because God is trying to take us to another place, people of God. God is trying to elevate our faith. God is trying to bring healing and deliverance in our lives, not just in one aspect, but in every aspect. Because if something is off in the natural, hey, you can't go too far in the spiritual realm. He said first natural, then spiritual. Amen. So we're going to validate how this thing was done on today. We're talking about power in Jesus' name. Amen. Luke chapter 1, verse 26, and we're going to read down to verse 31. And it reads, and in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a man named Joseph. The virgin's name and said, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Listen at this. She said the angel said, the Lord is with thee, meaning God was with her. Jesus had, oh, you better watch me. I got a lot of scriptures to validate talk about. I want you to search the scriptures. After you get off this line, you're going to be doing searching. Man, it said, the Lord is with thee. Blessed are thou. Listen at this angel. Hallelujah. Talking to blessed art thou. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind a salutation. And the angel said unto her, not Mary, don't be weary, don't be confused, don't be discouraged, for thou hast found favor with God. Mary has found favor, the angel said, with God, not with Jesus, because Jesus had never been born. Hallelujah. We get a little confused sometimes because we go into the Old Testament and say, well, Jesus with God was with God in the beginning. No, Jesus was not with God in the beginning. Christ was with God, and Christ is the anointed one. Christ was with God. Jesus had never been born. Hallelujah. You say, well, sister, but not how is that possible? How is that possible? because the scripture validates how it is possible. Christ was with God, but Jesus had not been born. We talked about the name. See, Jesus was the name given to Christ. That's why we call him Jesus Christ. Christ was with God in the beginning. Now, Jesus, don't get confused now, but you can call me after the show if you're confused, and I can break it down a little bit further for you. We're going to move on. Hallelujah. It says, fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. Now, if Jesus was already born, how did Mary birth him? So that lets you know Jesus had never been born. Christ, the anointed one, was with God. Indeed. All right. And the angel said unto her, I'm reading it again. I know what I'm doing. And the angel said unto her, thou hast found favor with God. I want you to be clear on that. Okay? Now, verse 31 says, and behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb. Jesus hadn't been born yet. It said the angel is telling Mary, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son. The angel is telling Mary, you're going to bring forth a son. And the angel is the one that told Mary to name that son. But to name that holy thing. What to name that holy thing? The angel told her, sister. Hallelujah. And it says, and behold, now she conceived out and son, and she called his name Jesus. Because I was going to stop. And it says, verse 32, he shall be. And shall be called, listen at this, the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. Hallelujah. Jesus given the throne of his father. Jesus came down through the lineage. He came down through the lineage of David. Because God had already promised David. He said, hey, hallelujah. He said, David was a man after mine own heart. And he said, seed shall never get on the throne. I'm going to bring up a seed. I'm going to raise up a Savior. Come out the tribe of Judah. Ah, God, I bless you today. Hey, and he said, and the Lord God shall give unto him throne of his father David. And listen at verse 33, and we're moving on. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And listen to this. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. We're talking about the power in Jesus' name today. We're not talking about no three gods here today. We're talking about a name today. That name is Jesus. And if you begin to call on Jesus, he'll answer. Moving all along. Now let's go. Let's turn to 1 Timothy. We got to validate some things here today. You've been using it. That's a this old King James version. I'm reading out the King James today. It's 2:5-6. Hallelujah. It says, for there is one God and one mediator. I told you we're not talking about the three gods today. I said it earlier. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men. The man Christ Jesus. Now, I'm validating what I say. So I don't want you to think Sister Adrian is teaching her own Bible. She's teaching her own gospel. No, I'm talking about the gospel of Jesus Christ, and it's validated. When you begin to talk about the gospel of Jesus Christ, you're no longer yourself. You've got to validate it with words. Jesus was the living word. It's the God. And it says, verse 6 says, who himself, Jesus gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Uh-huh. Now let's go to Mark. You better have your pencils and paper. I don't have time to wait. Not today. I'm going to give you these scriptures. That's why you can go back into the archives. Hallelujah. That's what I love. You can listen to these messages again if you missed anything, Sister Barbara. Your little boy. Mark chapter 16. Uh-huh. You know, I was going to start at verse 15, but let's start at verse 14, because I want you to know this is Jesus when he made his appearance after he risen from the dead. You know, he went and appeared, and the women, they say the women saw him first. Well, we ain't going to read everything, but let's read Mark chapter 16, verse 14. See, we got to validate that there's power in Jesus' name. Invoke the name of Jesus today. Hallelujah. And Jesus will change your situation. The atmosphere shifts when you invoke that name. Oh, glory to God. Verse chapter 16, verse 14. Afterwards, he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at me. Risen. Hallelujah. Remember, at time, there was only 11 disciples. Judas had already hung himself. This was just 11 Jesus appeared to. And it said, afterward, he appeared unto the 11, Sister Barbara, as they sat at meat, and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. They didn't believe the women, and that's how some of these men are. You better watch when these women speak, though. Don't you ever estimate the power of women. Now, hallelujah. We know that God put the man as the head, and rightfully so, because Jesus is our head. And if we out of order, hallelujah, we out of order with him. Amen. And verse 15 says, and he said, now this is Jesus beginning to talk now. And he said unto them, he's talking to the 11 disciples, because Matthias not grafted in yet. He hadn't been chosen. Hallelujah. So this was just the 11 apostles, those walk with Jesus, not the modern day. We talked about that over in Acts. And he said unto them, go ye, listen at this, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Listen to that. He that believeth, you got to believe in your heart first. Then he said, you got to be baptized. But he said also, but he that believeth not shall be damned. So if you don't believe that God has given Jesus all power, something is wrong with you. And verse 17 says, Sister T, and these signs, faithful, shall follow them that believe. See, you got to have some signs. Hallelujah. In my name. What name are you talking about? Y'all, we're talking about Jesus. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. Cast out a devil in no other name but Jesus. They shall speak new tongues. Then verse 18 said, and we're going to finish with that one, and they shall take up serpents. And if they drink, God, I bless you, any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick. Look at this name. We're talking about power in the name of Jesus. They shall lay hands on the sick elder gates, and they shall recover. Oh, I bless you today, God. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless you today. We are trying to document today the impact and the power that's in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. These scriptures is going to validate the basic premise of Jesus' name. Now we're going to turn. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Let's turn. You know, no more. Where am I going first, Lord? Let's turn to John, because I don't want you to be flipping back and forth. I have John 16 first, but we're going to go to 14 because I want you to flip right along with me, all right? Amen, amen. We're validating today the power that's in God. I bless you today. Let's turn now to John chapter 14. Hey, this word is good. I don't know about y'all. Hallelujah. But when you get in this word, God, and you begin to talk about Jesus, something happens. Let's go to chapter 14. Hallelujah. All right. Where I'm at? I'm still in Luke. Here we go. 14. So what we want to do, I'm going to read from verse 8. I'm going to start on up at verse 8, and then we're going to move on now to verse 14. We're doing a little reading today because we got to validate. Anybody in the chat room, God, the Patriot Grand, or anybody in the chat room, God bless you all. I didn't want to get away from just giving you all a shout. But let's go to this where Philip said unto him, we had verse 8 in the 14th chapter of John. Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it suffices us. What is he saying? He says, show us, Lord, who you are. Show us the Father. Hallelujah. And just satisfied. Hallelujah. So, you know, that'll satisfy us if you show us the Father. Now, this is Jesus beginning to talk. Jesus said unto Philip, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me, hath seen the Father. Hallelujah. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Hallelujah. How you going to say, show us the Father? I've been with you. Hallelujah. He said, verse 10, believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you today, I speak not of myself, the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me. This is Jesus talking, people. Or else believe me for the very work's sake. We have about 7 callers in the line. I hope some of them just have a hangover from all the church yesterday. I hope they weren't in the club last night. Hallelujah, but that's all right. We validating the power in Jesus' name. Verse 11 says, Jesus said, believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me again, or else believe me for the very work's sake. So if you don't believe that me and my Father is one, the miracles that I perform, the blinded eyes that I've opened, the lame that got up and walked, the sins that was forgiven. Can't nobody forgive sins but Jesus. Hallelujah. And so he's saying to Philip, if you don't believe me and you don't believe that I and my Father are one, then guess what? Leave me for the work's sake. James said faith without works is dead. So you got to first believe that Jesus is who he says he is. Amen. Verse 12 says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, Elder Gates, the works that I do, shall he do also. You know why we're not doing the works that he did? Because we're not calling on him. We don't believe that we have power to lay hands on ourselves. We just said that in Mark. We don't believe that we can lay hands on the sick. We don't believe that we can curse cancer from the roots. Hallelujah. We don't believe, hallelujah, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We don't believe that the name Father. Let me get back. Let me get back. See, I wasn't going to do that today. Hallelujah, because I got to teach this thing. Hey, glory to God. He said, greater works than these shall ye do, because I go unto my Father. And verse 13 says, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, listen to Jesus talking, that will I do. That the Father, not me myself, Jesus said, I don't want to be glorified, but we're going to get to that later. But he said, guess what? I didn't think it highway robbery to be equal with God. Yeah, that's another lesson there. Hallelujah. He said that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Hallelujah. Jesus said, if you ask anything in his name, he will do it. Amen. Now let's go right in that same chapter. Let's go over to now. And Jesus said, this is Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's saying, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. Here we going back to validating that name. Jesus said, I'm going to send you a Comforter. And God sent the Comforter, not Jesus. Jesus sent back the Comforter, but it was already validated in his name, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. Father, he shall teach you all things. The Comforter, the Holy Ghost that dwells in you, that is the power. It will teach you all things. Hallelujah. And bring all things to your remembrance. Oh, I love you for your word today, God. Whatsoever I have said unto you, whatsoever I have said unto you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now move right on over to John chapter 16. You're right there. You ain't got to turn too far. I'm talking about the power. Power in Jesus' name. Invoke the name of Jesus. Put Jesus in your prayer. Put Jesus in your walker. Put him in your talker. Pray in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory. Chapter 16. And that same chapter in the same book, I mean. John, oh, I'm getting excited. I feel my health coming. Let's go to John 16, verse 23 and 24. And it says again, in that day, again, we're still talking about asking in Jesus' name. And in that day, ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto, have ye asked nothing in my name? Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. Now. Let's go on over to Acts. We was in the book of Acts. We just came out of the Acts of the Apostles. Hallelujah. And I don't know why the Lord said, I don't know why he gave me the destiny focus, power in Jesus' name. We went through the book of Acts chapter by chapter, Elegator. We didn't leave a stone unturned. They may have had a speak or two. Didn't really do what Jesus told them to do, because I was one of them. I'm going to tell you, I was one of them. In that Acts of the Apostles, Jesus told me to do one thing, and I did another. So I'm repenting today. I was one of them. During that series, Jesus told me to do something, and I was moved because of my compassion. I know I don't have more compassion than Jesus. Hallelujah. But that's what happens when we take our eyes off of Jesus. When we get distracted, we get in our flesh, and that's what happened. I got in my flesh, and the Lord told me to do one thing, and I allowed my flesh to overrule what God has spoken. You better watch Jesus today. Hallelujah. We're talking about power. I see some more callers and came on the line. God bless you. Hey, glory to God. Now let's turn all that to miss. Y'all have missed some good stuff here today. But those of you that late, you better go back in the archives and see this. Hallelujah. Not Sister Benoit. Hallelujah. I labored all weekend about this. I'm still laboring today. And I ain't going to tell you how I'm laboring, because that ain't your business. But I labored to get a word from the Lord. I labored to know what you're saying in this hour. I labored, hallelujah, to hear you, God. I'm laboring to feel your spirit. I won't feel nobody else's spirit. I want to be moved by the Spirit of God. I want to be moved by the Son. Hallelujah, because I know when I invoke that name, help is coming. God got to move instantly. Hey, when you call on his Son, Jesus. Hey, go to Acts chapter 4. And we're going to start. Before I start at chapter 4, let me just tell you, in the previous chapter, Peter, it's right there. You're right there on that page. If you got your Bible, it's right there. Turn to chapter 3. Help me, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Chapter 3, verse 6 said, then Peter said, who is Peter talking to? He's talking to the lame man that he healed. He said, Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. Sister Ruby, such as I don't have no silver and gold to give you. But guess what? If you need healing, all I got to do is speak a word over you. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. He said, but such as I have, give I thee. Oh, God, call me now. In the Christ of Nazareth, look at Peter. Rise up and walk. He didn't say in the name of God. He didn't say in the name of the Holy Ghost. He said in the name of Jesus. Get up and rise up and walk. Hallelujah. Don't tell me that there's not power in Jesus' name. There's power in his name, people. But we got to invoke that name. We got to call on that name. Oh, let's go. Now cross on over to chapter 4. I'm telling you, it's power in Jesus' name. Now, hey, and I want you to, there's a key verse that I'm going to read. Stay on that key verse. The key verse is going to be chapter 12. But let's read. We're going to start at verse 10. Be known unto you all. This is Peter and John now. And they tell us that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified. How many know that Easter Sunday coming up? Hallelujah. We're going to have our children decked out in all the Easter Bunny parade. Hallelujah. But have you did anything for Jesus? Have you did anything for your neighbors? Have you did anything for your brothers and sisters in Christ? If you haven't done nothing, he haven't risen in your life. Oh, Lord, that's another message there. Hey, God, I bless you today. He said that by the name of Jesus Christ. Even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. What is Peter saying? He's telling the man he healed this day. He's standing before you whole. Hallelujah, because they were in custody. So he's talking to the Sanhedrin. He's talking to the people that had already poor arrested him. I know where I'm going. Oh, God, I bless you. See, Peter said that you crucified Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom God raised from the dead. Him does this man stand before you. And how is he standing before you, Sister Ruth? He's standing whole. He ain't no longer lame. Hey, that was chapter he was lame, but in chapter 4, he's made whole. When you stick with Jesus, you'll be made whole. Don't be like the 10 lepers. One of them returned and said, thank you. The number 9 don't know if they got their complete healing. But we know the one that came. came back. It's only going to be one Elder Gates. Only going to be one that's going to remember you. Only going to be one that will say something good about you. Glory, let me get back to the lesson here. We're talking about the power in Jesus' name. And verse 11 says, this is the stone. What are you talking about? We're talking about Jesus, which will set the note of your building. See, folks don't want to hear about Jesus. They ain't preaching Jesus in these churches. That's why there's no anointing there. That's why we're walking in these dead buildings, because nobody's calling on Jesus. Ah, y'all don't know more. Shaka. We're calling on the Father. Well, the Father said, me and my son are one. I have deputized, I have authorized him, I have given him power in heaven and in earth. Oh, you better watch God. Watch Jesus today. Okay, verse 11 said, this is the stone which was set at naught of you builders. I'm doing real good today, which has become the head of the cornerstone. Now, listen at verse 12. It says, Sister Pam, Evangelist, I see y'all here, sister. I see y'all. Ah, thank you for coming today. You better go back. I'm at chapter 4, verse 12. Acts. Peter, not Acts. All right, we're in the book of Acts. We're just doing this as reference. We ain't back into the Acts. But we got to do this because we're trying to validate. And we're trying to get the people of God to invoke the name Jesus. Hallelujah. Call on that name. Use Jesus' name to pray. Use Jesus' name to cast out devils. Use Jesus' name to lay hands on the sick. Use Jesus' name to recover from anything you're going on in your life. Supernaturally, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, psychologically, if you invoke that, all right, verse 12 says, because we got a few more scriptures to give you, and we're going to let you get on our side. But the Lord said, hallelujah, he said, I want them to call on my son. I've given him power. Hallelujah. You can't get to God no other way. We just raised over there in Philippians. Guess what? He's our mediator. Hallelujah. And you got to be authorized. Hallelujah. But to be authorized, you can't come in any kind of way. You got to have some keys. Don't live here. You don't have a key. I didn't have a key. I had to press in a code to get in the gate. But guess what? The owner gave me the code. Hallelujah. Jesus gave me the keys. If you call on it, oh, bless your name. Verse 12 says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name. This is the scripture here. Neither is there salvation, listen, people, in any other, for there is none other name under given among men whereby we must be saved. God. Down in this focus of Peter and John, they were bold and perceived that they were unlearned. See, they perceived in their minds, they thought they were unlearned. And ignorant. You can be unlearned and ignorant. But I tell you, if you call Jesus, if you just ask the Lord, the Bible say, he that acts, hallelujah, shall receive. Any man lack wisdom, let less of God. That's scripture, people. That's Bible. Hallelujah. You don't have to say ignorant. You don't have to say unlearned. I'm from New Orleans. I don't have great diction. Hallelujah. But I've been with Jesus. I spent the weekend getting a word for y'all this week. Hallelujah. Because somebody needs to know that Jesus, hallelujah, he saves. He's still in the saving business. Hallelujah. Whereby we must be saved. Let's go back to 14. And behold, in the man which was healed, Listen at this. They stand and they were commanding Peter not to preach in that name anymore. In verse 14 saying, and behold, in the man which was healed, standing with him, they could say nothing against it. See, the saying, the power that Peter and John had and called on Jesus, that's trying to get them to stop. That's what happens when God begins to move in these churches. Hallelujah, we get afraid. When folks begin to lay out and be slain in spirit, hallelujah, we become fearful. Why? Because sin is in the camp. We don't want no move of God because we want to continue to live any kind of way. We want to continue to lie. We want to continue to cut our brothers and sisters down. We want to continue to cause in church. Oh, God, I bless you today. Hallelujah. But they said, in verse 15, hallelujah, says, but when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves. This is the Sanhedrin saying, what shall we do to these men? They know they hadn't done anything but preached about Jesus, for that indeed miracle. Now listen at them. They're saying a notable miracle had been done to them, manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem. They knew Peter and John's name, and the miracles that they performed was going to be noised abroad. And they said, we cannot deny it. They couldn't even deny that the lame man was healed. They couldn't deny that at the name of Jesus, Peter and John told that man to get up, rise up. Why aren't we rising up? Because we won't call on Jesus. Hallelujah. That's why we're suffering. That's why we got headaches. That's why we got all kind of manner of sickness. Guess what? We want to call on the pastor. But the pastor didn't give you this power. We want to call the intercessor. The intercessors didn't give you this power. If you're professing to have the Holy Ghost, power is in you already. You don't need to wait on nobody to come. I can't wait on nobody to come when I need help. I gotta stir up the gift that is in me. Do you have a gift today? Do you have a gift today? 11 callers on the line right now. Call your friends after this and tell them about the power in Jesus' name. Tell them that you met a man today. And Sister Bernard told you, if you call on him, he'll change your life. Glory to God. Let me get back. But they said, we cannot deny it. But they didn't want that fame to be known. Verse 17 and 18, and we're moving on. But that it spread no further among the people. Listen now. They didn't want it to spread any further. They said, we got to say a notable. What is notable? Notable means it was outstanding. It was miraculous. Hallelujah. A notable miracle, they said. But that it spread no further among the people. Let us straightly threaten them. That's how the devil works. I ain't giving them no glory today. I'm sorry I even just called his name. Because all I'm talking about today is power in Jesus' name. You get no glory today, saint. Hallelujah. Get me. He said, let us straighten it, threaten them. Listen at him. See, when people can't change your heart, can't change your mind, when they came, what did we say power was? Power was? What did we say power was, y'all? Hey, let's go back to what we say. Power is the possession of control or command over others. They didn't want Peter and John to have no control over the people. They wanted the people to stay in that state. And that's how some of us are. We won't pray for nobody. People tell us, you say, oh, I'll be praying for you. Stop right there and pray for them. Because once you leave out their presence, you just told a lie. You ain't going to pray for them folks. Come on now. Hey, Jesus, I said that. So they said, but that is spread no further among the people. Let us straightly threaten them. That following them. Can't have that. Let's put them there. Because we don't want this name to be preached anymore. So what are they saying? Government don't want you here. President Obama got it made in the White House. We thought, oh, he having a hard time. He ain't having no hard time. He might be having a hard time getting them Republicans to agree with him. But guess what? He in the White House. He got servants. And his first lady. Yeah, and that children, they ain't want nothing. But we out here, looking for some crumbs, Sister Ruby. Y'all better loose me today. Pray for your president. Hallelujah. But your president ain't down here with the common people. Hallelujah. We don't know if no habits he got but that smoking demon. Hey, hallelujah. We don't know if he's delivered from that. But I tell you, if you call on Jesus, God will take the Jesus to take the taste out of his mouth. And I ain't talking about him. I love him. Hallelujah. I love him because the Bible told me to love him. Hey, glory to Jesus. Let's go move on to verse 18. And it said again, and it called them and commanded G. Peter and John, them that did not speak at all. Not speak at all, Sister Ruby, nor teach in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah, Lord, I bless you today. Now, we're going to go to one more scripture, and then we're going to two more scriptures. And then I'm going to open up the lines. I wasn't really worried about opening up no lines today. That's it. We need to hear this word. We need to hide this word in our heart. Hey, let's read Acts chapter 2 now. Just cross right on back over. I ain't working you too hard. I'm the one working today, not you. Hey, Acts chapter 2. Let's read Acts chapter 2. Let's start. We're going to start at verse 36. I'm telling you, God gave me this. Now, you can dissect it. You can analyze it. You can call your friends after the broadcast. But guess what? I know surely that I labored before God. You know, sometimes we into I. Well, I'm that I person today because I laid before God and sought God for a word, for a topic for this week. And guess what? Guess what? Guess what? I ain't called but one somebody. So I don't know what the lineup going to be like this week. So guess what? Surprise, surprise, surprise. You might not know who's speaking Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We know who's going to speak Friday. Pastor Hamilton. Hallelujah. And you didn't even know I was speaking. But the Lord told me power is in Jesus' name. Power is in Jesus' name. Let's see what verse 36. Now, you all that have walked with us throughout this series, y'all already know. We done already been through this. Hallelujah, faithful. I'm not able to get no switchboard and all that today. Hallelujah. But those that I see a Pastor Johnson and sign over. Hallelujah. God gave me this word today, though.
Hello? Delegates? Can you all hear me?
Yes.
All right. The phone was on mute. God bless you all. I'm back. My cell phone, the balls went out, so I'm on another phone. That's okay. Hallelujah, because you got to hear this word today. God gave me this word for you all today. Now, those of you that accept it, good, and those that don't, hallelujah, I'm going to shake the dust off my feet. But go to Acts chapter 2, and we're going to read verse 36 and 39, and I got my notes right here. Hallelujah, there's safety in the name of Jesus. Ah, hallelujah. Therefore, it says, let all the house of Israel know assuredly. I just used that word. I didn't know it was here. No, assuredly, assuredly, I spent some time with the Lord this weekend. Hallelujah. Seeking him. Hey, he said, he that acts shall receive. I asked the Lord, Lord, give us something. Where do we go from the Acts of the Apostle? He said, power in Jesus' name. Too many people calling me. I got a lot of work to do, the Lord said. I don't have time to answer. He said, but if they call out Jesus, he'll answer him, because I've given him authority. I've given him power. I deputized him. Hey, all power has been given to my son. It said, therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God, listen to this, that God did it, had made that same Jesus. Oh, watch the Lord. Whom ye have crucified, we said that earlier today in the other scriptures, those that are late, both the Lord and Christ. Our destiny focus this week is power in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Verse 37 said, now when they heard this, hallelujah, this is Peter. When they was in the upper room and it came on down, he started preaching to those that was out those. Hallelujah. When they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? They're asking Peter, and the rest of the apostles. These people were sincere. They wanted to know about Jesus. They wanted that power that they saw on the others. They wanted to be illuminated. They wanted their lives changed. They wanted their household saved. They wanted their diseases healed. How they going to do that, Sister Bernard? Well, let's read. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Nobody preaching about the Holy Ghost. That's why they don't have no power. That's why they can't call on Jesus, because they need the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Verse 38 says, for the promise is unto you and to your children, and to all that, 39, that are fall, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Now let's go to Philippians. And we're going to end it on this. I don't feel like stopping. Because I tell you, we already told you earlier that the angel Gabriel appeared to Mary. And she, the angel, didn't say it was Christ. Hallelujah. The angel said that holy thing, Mary. Woo! Jesus said, so Jesus is a name, he's a person, and a thing. Didn't we say that was the definition of a name? Jesus. Woo! How many people fit that description? Hallelujah. Your name is Adrian. You are a person. Right. But I'm not an animal or a thing. But Jesus is all of that. He's the Lion of the tribe of Judah. If you want to know, how is he an animal? Because he's the Lion of the tribe of Judah. How is he a thing? Because he was that holy thing in Mary's womb. Woo, God. Hallelujah. And what was his name? He is the Christ. But that Christ, the anointed one, had to have a name. He was born of a woman. Let's go on. These scriptures going to validate what I'm talking about. Woo! Lord, I don't have to argue with nobody about the power in Jesus' name. Get in your Bible and you'll find out for yourself. Let's read Philippians chapter 2. I bless you for that name, Jesus. Philippians chapter 2. And we want that key verse is going to be 10. but I'm going to read from 5 down to 11 because we validating the day that there's power in Jesus' name. And I want the saints to start calling on the name of Jesus. I want you to start praying in Jesus' name and watch the atmosphere shift. Watch your children come in line. Watch those that have an order against you call you and apologize. Watch those, hallelujah, that you haven't had the strength to forgive. Watch how you call them and tell them I'm sorry. Will you forgive me? If you do it in Jesus' name, Sister T. Sister Pam, woo, hallelujah, power, Apostle Johnson, power of the gates, in the name of Jesus, if we would use that name, change would have to come, I preached a message last year, title, I'm coming out of this, hallelujah, and I took my scripture where Jesus said, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, hallelujah, don't touch the unclean thing, come out from among them, hallelujah, that's what I preach, I'm coming out of this, and I use for a subtopic, what is your this? And I'm asking y'all today, what is your this? What is keeping you from calling on the name of Jesus? What is keeping you from making some changes in your life? What is keeping you, hallelujah, from fasting? What is keeping you from praying? What is keeping you from calling on Jesus? Power in that name. This is the last scripture today. Hey, God, I bless you for your word today. Nobody understands it, but that's all right. I'm so glad that my employer, he's the only one that I have to communicate with. He's the only one that I have to consult with. Remember, he's the mediator that stands between God and man. Who is that? Christ Jesus. Let's read. Verse 5, chapter 2 in Philippians, people. God gave me this today. Woo, Lord, I bless you. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Listen at that. Now it's Christ Jesus. It's no longer Jesus Christ, because Christ was with God. Jesus wasn't with God. I ain't going back into that. Go in the archives and hear that. Christ, the anointed one, was with God in the beginning, not Jesus. Jesus hadn't been born. Oh, Jesus is the name that was given to Christ. Oh, let's go. Verse 6 said, now listen how Jesus talking. This is Paul talking, excuse me, but he's telling you about Jesus. He said, who being in the form of God, Evangelist Brucilla, Jesus being in the form of God. He was in the form of God, people. He was not God. He was God's son that he sent to redeem man back. Woo! Don't get it twisted. Don't get confused. Christ was with God, not Jesus. Jesus was born of a woman. But he said, who being in the form of God thought it not a robbery to be equal with God? Jesus. But look what he did. What we don't want to do. We don't want to be beholden to nobody. If we ain't the top dog, we ain't going to participate. If they ain't calling our name, Sister Ruby, we say it. Come on. Who's getting the glory out of your life? Not yourself. No man gets his own glory. The only one need to be glorified is God. The only one need to be lifted up and praised is Jesus. He said, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation. and took upon him the form of a servant. How many want to serve today? Ah, we want to sit at the high. We want to sit at the head table. Ah, we want folks to wait on us, serve us. Ah, but I beg to differ with you today. He said, and was made in the likeness. Listen at this. Jesus, he came in the form of a servant, and he was made in the likeness. What that mean? We were made in the likeness of Jesus, but we're not Jesus. But we got the power that he had because he said, greater works shall ye do. Ah, but we don't believe that. Okay. And he said it was in the likeness. Likeness is not the thing. That's as is. You're in the likeness of Jesus, but you're not Jesus. Because guess what? You had a natural mother. So did Jesus. But he wasn't born naturally. Hallelujah. Yes, he came through the birth canal. Ah, y'all know no more son. But he was a holy thing. He was a holy thing before he became the baby. Before he became Mary's baby, he was the holy thing. You better get that. I can't go into. Before he was formed in Mary's womb, he was a holy thing. That's what the Bible said. So let's go. And being found in fashion as a man. See, that's where we get it twisted. He was in fashion as a man, but he was the Savior of the world. Hallelujah. And that's why I'm telling you all today. If you call on the name of Jesus, you'll see some results. If there's no results, you're not calling on Jesus. And it says, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God, listen now, I kept telling y'all today, God also hath highly exalted him. God exalted Jesus. He didn't exalt himself. We're exalting ourselves.
Oh, Lord.
That's another lesson for another day. We're exalting ourselves. But let me go back and tell you, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. And this is the key verse right here. That at the name of Jesus, at the name of Jesus, hallelujah, every knee shall bow. Oh, things in heaven, they're bowing at Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And things in earth, they're bowing at the name of Jesus. And things under the earth. And this is the last one. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. To the glory of God the Father. I say to the glory. Hey, you know, Moshata. Let me charge this cell phone back. To the glory of God the Father. Now, just turn right over. Just turn right over. The next chapter is Colossians. And this is the last and final verse. I got so many scriptures here, it will take me forever. Because when you begin to do some research on Jesus, when you begin to do some research on Yeshua, when you begin to do some research on the Son of God, hey, the books can't contain it. Hallelujah. So this is just one verse I'm going to read. Verse 17, Colossians 3, 17. And y'all got plenty of time to give y'all remarks. Hallelujah. But I'm going back later after my computer get out the shop. I got to get back. Sister Ruby read 12 through 17 all last week. Now, the Lord, that lets you know. He said, out of the mouth of two or three, every word is accepted. I didn't know this week. I was coming back with one of them. Oh,
hallelujah.
Colossians chapter 3, verse 17 says, and whatsoever ye do in word or deed, whatever you're doing in word or deed, if you're talking, talk about Jesus. If you're doing any deeds, invoke the name of Jesus. Do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Everything we do, it has to be done in the name of Jesus. It has to be done in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Because they said, he shall be called what?
Wonderful.
He's wonderful.
Marvelous.
Hallelujah. And mighty God. Prince of Peace, Everlasting Father, and he shall be called the Advocate. He shall be called the Lamb of God. He shall be called the Resurrection and the Life. He shall be called the Messiah. He shall be called the Holy One. He shall be called the True Vine. He shall be called the Living Water. He shall be called the Light of the World. He shall be called the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He shall be called a prophet. He shall be called the bright and morning star. He shall be called Alpha and Omega. He shall be called the living water. He shall be called the way, the truth, and the life. Ah, blessing the day. Woo, Lord, I thank you for this word today. I can go on and on. Jesus, because I feel it flowing. I feel it flowing. Power in the name of Jesus. Power in Jesus' name. Power in Jesus' name. Oh, what is that power, Sister Bernard? Oh, Holy Ghost power. Oh, Jeremiah says, like fire. Shut up in my bones. Call on that fire today, God. Call on that fire today, y'all. Call it down. And when you call it down, say, Jesus. Jesus. At the name of Jesus, everything is subject to that name. Everything has to move when you invoke that name. Everything has to change when you call on Jesus. He, the songwriter, say, he'll answer prayer. Play the song when we open up. By Rance Allen. He says something about the name Jesus. He's something about that name Jesus. It is the sweetest name I know. The songwriter say, he's sweet, I know. Hallelujah. Strong winds may blow. Dark clouds may rise. But I have a Savior, and he, I got to stop. He's sweet, I know. Lord, I bless you today. Jesus, the lily of the valley. God, I don't know what she is. He's my bright and morning star. Shirley sees the thing. I love calling his name. I'm telling you all today, if you want to see conditions change, hallelujah, if you want to see your life line up like God has designed for it to do, that's why the Lord gave me this ministry. That's why he gave me this name. I didn't get it from nobody. But when I left and launched out into the deep, I said, Lord, what am I going to do? Jesus, I can't call my presiding bishop. I can't call my sister. I can't call the pastor. Hallelujah, but I got to trust in you, Jesus. And Jesus spoke to me. Hallelujah, and he said, I'm going to introduce you to some new folks this season. Some that you know not of, that ain't even, hallelujah, in the fold that you came out of. Didn't he, God? Tomorrow, I'm going to play a testimony for you all by Evangelist Patricia Joshua, and she talked about the special ops. I ain't going to tell you, sign on the more. It's only about 8 minutes, an 8-minute testimony, and she talked about special ops. Hallelujah, I had never heard anything like that. She talked about them special ops. Hallelujah, I heard Ella Gates talked about the rules of engagement, and he began to explain his role in the Marines. Oh, but Sister Joshua told us about special ops. Hey, God. And she said, when they go in, hey, I'm gonna play the tape for y'all tomorrow. So you got to tune in tomorrow. I'm not going to give you that today. Oh, but that woman, God gave her that. See, when God gives you something, hey, you can boast in it. Jesus said, he wants you to invoke the power. He said, I want to change their life, Sister Benoit. He said, I want people's lives to be transformed. Romans 12:1-2 say, I beseech you, therefore, brethren. Oh, I'm beseeching, I'm begging you all the day, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. How am I going to do that? Holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed. Don't let this world shape you. You don't have to go to the nightclub. Hallelujah. You don't have to pierce your nose and your stomach. You don't have to tattoo your body. You don't have to sleep with other women and other men. All you got to do is call on the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. David said, I once was young, but now I'm old. Oh, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken. And I never seen my seed begging for bread. Call on the name of Jesus. There's power in that name. All right, faithful, open up the lines for me. Oh, I thank God for her. Ah, is she available? Is she available? Ah, well, I ain't seen her open up yet. She might be have a phone on mute. Hey, oh, when you ain't got nothing, when you're down to your last, call on Jesus. When you can't see your way, call on Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. When you're going through a valley, feel like you're in a dry season, call on him. Call on Jesus. Ah, faithful is on. Go on down the line. Call on them, faithful. However you want. Ah, excuse me, I'm going to put my phone on mute because I still feel this thing. But I don't want to deprive you all today. I thank you for your calling in. I thank you that's on the archive. Thank you. Oh, open up the lines. Ah, got about 10 callers still on the line.
Easy. Amen, amen. We're going to go to area code 40. Actually, this is going to area code 901-646-8567.
People. Okay, we have to go down the line, people, because they've got a lot of noise.
Can you guys hear me?
Go down the line.
Can hear you.
You can hear me? Somebody's phone has a bad echo.
Okay, I'm cutting all noise. Let's go to Elder Gay. See the first one on the top of the line.
Elder Gay.
It's got a lot of muted phones.
Let me see. Hello?
Okay, Elder Gay. He's on.
Elder Gay, you have a comment?
Move on now. Maybe it's phone on mute.
Area code 901, welcome caller. Do you have a comment? Your name?
Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Sister Pam.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah.
Amen.
I see the fire of God down here in Memphis, Tennessee. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God for you, Evangelist Bernard.
Oh,
hallelujah.
God bless you all.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Thank you.
Amen.
Woo. Woo. Amen. Glory. Amen. Bless your sister Pam. Praise him, honey. Don't stop praising him. He said, call up. He told me today to tell y'all that there's power in Jesus' name. So you better start calling on him. Go ahead, faithful, on your heart.
Amen. Amen. We're going to go to, looks like this is Sister Evangelist Priscilla. Welcome, woman of God. Evangelist Priscilla, are you available?
Move on.
Apostle Timothy. Let's see if he's coming. Apostle Timothy, are you available for a comment? Their phone might be on mute.
Okay. Sister T.
Okay.
That's Sister T.
God bless you, woman of God. I am truly honored to be on the line today, and all you did was confirm the word that came last night from my own pastor here in Oakland. And we have to call on the name of Jesus like never before. And God has just been truly faithful, and I just thank God because I'm just believing him for everything. And I just seek his name, and I'm calling his name. As many times as I call his name, I see how mountains are being moved in my family and with my health and with my strength. And I thank God for this broadcast, and I thank God for my godmother that's doing this broadcast. And I thank you that you even mentioned the sermon that you preached last year. I remember that sermon and how it changed my life. So I just thank you for being the woman of God that you are, and I'm glad that God is having his way with your life. And I thank you for all the things that you empowered in me that it has changed my life to be a better person in Jesus' name. It's because of Jesus that I can live and move and have my being. And I just thank God for all the words of encouragement, and I thank you for bringing this message today that we need to love Jesus and know who Jesus really is and to seek his face and believe him for everything. I thank you. Pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory
to God.
Thank
you, Lord.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We're going to go to Sister Barbara Williams. Welcome, Sister Barbara Williams.
Praise the Lord, Sister. Faithful, and I give honor to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and to Pastor Evangelist Bernard, and to all the officials, the ministers and pastors and prophets and prophetess. I thank the Lord for the word today. I mean, she cried out, as Isaiah 58 chapter verse 1 say, cry loud and spare not. And she cried loud and spared not today, and then calling on the name of Jesus Christ. And I just thank the Lord for the message today.
Amen. 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 We love you. Bless you, woman of God. Thank you, Sister Barbara. Good to hear your voice. Amen.
Thank you.
We're going to go to an area code 985, Sister Kim.
Hello, how are you doing? Praise God. Oh, Lord, have mercy. What a powerful Oh, there is power in his name, and I still feel it. I got chills all over. That it was powerful. Thank God. I just thank God. Glory to God and to all the leaders and everyone that's on the line. If nobody else didn't get something, I got something, and I just thank God for it. I mean, everybody got a word today and a message today. So I just know there's power in his name, and I love that name, Jesus. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God.
Glory. Amen, amen, amen. We're going to go back up. Let's see if, go back up and see if Apostle Timothy, are you available for a comment? Apostle Timothy? Must be on mute. Okay, we're going to go. Let's see. Let's go up here to Evangelist Bernard's sister. Welcome, Sister Dawn. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
Good. And you, woman of God?
Right now, I'm busy right now, but I heard the word. It was a wonderful, powerful word. Evangelist Bernard spoke, and you all have a very blessed day. God bless you.
Amen. We're praying for you. We love you. Thank you, Sister Dawn. Amen.
Thank you.
God bless you, Dawn.
Sister Ruby, we're going to go to you. Do you have a comment, woman of God?
Oh. Praise the Lord, Sister Faithful. Your mother named you Faithful, but you're faithful with anointing and blessing. It's such a blessing. And Vandy, Bernard's sitting in my house now, and I've been jumping up and down with her. So I think I don't have nothing to say. The word that God in me and the Lord used her mighty. So pray my spirit to the Lord. And praise the Lord, everybody on the broadcast. Amen.
Amen, amen. Okay.
Ooh, God.
I think that's, are we missing anyone? I think we pretty much went to everyone that was available. Who else should we try? Elder Gates. Let's see if we can get Elder Gates again. Elder Gates, are you available for a comment? Elder Gates, are you there? Are you available for a comment? He must be muted still.
Okay.
Let's try Apostle Timothy one more time. Apostle Timothy, let's see. Timothy Johnson, are you available for a comment?
Amen. Praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
Yes,
yes
we can
sir.
Hear you now.
Amen. Grace and peace. Certainly the Lord is using you in this hour, that he's increasing his anointing in your life. He's pouring out on you. And I just love to see what God is doing in people's lives. One thing that my father taught me in the gospel is if you can't celebrate with somebody else about what God is doing in their life, God will never advance you. And I'm excited about what he's doing in your life in this hour and how he's blessing you. You can just tell that every time you open your mouth that there's a new fire of his Holy Spirit.
You can tell that the acts of the apostles
talks to you a lot more about the Holy Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost of God, and how the anointing reigns supreme in your life. And so it's just continuing to display itself whenever you stand up to declare his word and to deliberate and to do what he told you to do. So, you know, I'm excited in the spirit of God. And I was looking to whenever you read that 38th or 39th verse where he was talking about a promise. And he gave me in that word, a promise is a promise.
All right.
What I promise you, nobody can take it away.
Hey.
So I just encourage you today to know that a promise is a promise. And what God has told you that he's going to do in your life, I just ask you to just continue to open up those ears and those eyes and just listen to what he has for you, Evangelist Bernard, because greater is coming. And it's coming whenever we have that expectation. And we just truly believe and know in this hour that God has done it and he's completed it in this of our lives. So I just pray the speed and the glory of God on your life even the more. And we
thank God for you. Power in Jesus' name. We better start calling on Jesus. I'm telling you, that's a word. That's a word. Hey, and you better let it come alive in your life. Start calling Jesus' name. Hey, hey, hallelujah. Sister Brucella.
Let's see if we can.
Praise the Lord.
Welcome, Evangelist Priscilla. How are you?
I am wonderfully, wonderfully blessed. Highly favored. I truly enjoyed. I enjoyed you. God bless you, Sister Evangelist Adrian. You know, I was thinking about that ever-ready battery. But, you know, I tell you, it's nothing like being ever-ready in God. And you are Sister Adrian. You are that ever-ready, God's ever-ready battery. Yes, you are.
Right.
The scripture says that the spirit is always what?
Yeah, willing.
And to go is always charged. Never go out. But the flesh is weak. I enjoyed you, woman of God. I enjoyed you. And God bless you, Sister Faithful. I agree with Sister Ruby. You are truly faithful. And God bless you. Thank you.
Amen,
thank you, woman
amen,
of God.
Amen.
Amen. Just filling in for helping the woman of God today. Amen.
Glad to be here. I'm in the bush. I tell you, I truly thank God. You know, and sometimes people say, I always, well, you know what? If you do something, somebody will call your name. I'm calling her name because she's helping me. And anytime somebody helping you, you ought to be thankful to them. Hallelujah. You ought to be calling on Jesus for faithful. I'm thankful for this young woman.
Hallelujah. I'm thankful for God just bringing her in my life. The Jesus Christ introduced me to her. Ah, hallelujah. Thank God for Minister Spates, Patricia Spates, I tell you, and all the people of God. I mean, I'm just serious about God. I'm serious about what Jesus is doing in his people. You see, I'm nothing without you. Hallelujah. We got to remember one planet, the other water, and Jesus gave the increase. We got to do that. We got to be helpers to one another. It's no time to be trying to mimic Jesus. Pattern yourself after him. Oh, God, I bless you today, Jesus. Hey, glory to God. Oh, let's go back to Elder Gates and see if he's available. I thank you. Thank you, thank
Elder
you,
Gates,
thank you.
Are you available? Elder Gates, let's see. His call, maybe. He may be muted still.
Okay. Well, God let's bless see. You all. We just want to give Faithful an opportunity to tell you a little bit about her business and give you her contact number. She's doing an awesome job. This, I don't even know when she sleeps. I thought I was the only person sleepless. I thought I was the only person roaming all time of night in this and in that. But Faithful is up working all time. I said, when do you go to sleep? I thought, great. You talk about an energizer, Sister Brucilla. Woo, she got me covered. Go ahead, Faithful. And I want you all to know she sounds real quiet and timid. But ain't nothing timid and quiet about Faithful. She can pray, and she's anointed. She is anointed young woman. Uh-huh. She can outpray me. Trust me. She can pray. Amen. So God bless you, Faithful. Can you tell them a little bit about your business?
Oh, you in trouble.
Oh, my God.
Amen.
Glory to God. It's all right.
It's all good. God is good. I'm thankful for the woman of God in this ministry, amen, New Destiny Ministries. And I'm just honored and to sit, you know, and help and to just, you know, fill in if she needs me here and there. And I know that that's what God calls us to do, amen, sometimes. So I'm honored. Basically, I just do graphic design services and marketing strategies. If you need anything for us, flyers, business cards, but any information in general for us, your branding, your business, for us, your logos, and so much more, as far as the whole package, you know, you can give us a call and talk with us about it. We do website design. We specialize in every area when it comes to graphic design and marketing strategy. So if you want to give us a call, we can definitely fit you in for a consult, and you can as well see where you stand as far as in your current ministry, your business, where you stand at, and where you need to stand, amen. We do progress reports, we do progress updates and things like that to show you from where you started to where you're going and to where you're, you know, headed to. So we do so much stuff. So my number to reach me is, my main business line is area code 512-436-0611. My name is Faithful Bates, and I'm the owner and founder of Bonafide Promotions and Marketing Solutions, and we're here to help you anytime. Amen. We thank you guys. Thank you for that time, Evangelist.
Amen. Amen. I see Sister Evangelist Lucilla Ann is raised, and I want her to give you her information pertaining to her conference line. God bless you, Evangelist Lucilla.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you again, woman of God. I am Evangelist Priscilla Williams, founder and host of Yes, I Care Ministries. And my conference line during the week is Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 8 a.m. Pacific Standard, 10 a.m. Central Standard, and 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. This morning was our WordNet. Every Monday morning is WordNet. Every Wednesday is our forum, Real Talk. And Friday is Jubilee and Worship. God bless you. And our call-in number is area code 805-399-1000. And the conference recording playback ending bit, you're unable to make it to the conference or you have to exit the conference before it's done, you can still get in on the conference by dialing the same number, 805-399-1000. But you're going to dial 1099 instead of 1000. You're going to do 1099. And then enter your access code 869045. Thank you.
Amen, amen. God bless you, Evangelist Brucilla. She's been supporting this broadcast from the inception. So we thank God for what God is doing. He's opening up doors of opportunities for others. So God has given you a ministry. Get busy doing it. There's no excuse for not doing it. Amen. Let me go to Elder Gates, but before I come, if he's available, let me just let you all know that our lineup, we don't know what God is going to do, but our destiny focus for this week is power in Jesus' name. We do know that Prophetess Theodora Glover will be with us on Wednesday, and on Friday will be Pastor Hamilton with our Provoke Fridays. So stay tuned for Tuesday and Thursday, and don't miss tomorrow, because we're going to play a 8-minute testimony clip for you all, and you all need to hear this. This is anointed, this is powerful, and this is something that Jesus gave to this evangelist. So we're going to play that clip on tomorrow as we open up. So sign on early. If not, you have to go back into the archives. We just want to give a shout out to those that may be in the chat room, and even those that are listening live on the line. You have been listening to A Time of Reflection with New Destiny Ministries, and we have, as our destiny focus this week, power in Jesus' name. Tune in every day at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific time, Monday through Friday. Amen. And on Saturday at 5 a.m. Pacific time. That's a wonderful broadcast to be a part of on Saturday morning. I know it's a little pressed, but guess what? When you're trying to get something from Jesus, when you're trying to invoke that power, you do what you have to do. And on Sunday morning, we're on for 30 minutes at 7 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So we thank God for each and every one of you all. Invite a friend to come on the line and hear this word. We're on here preaching and teaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, and that is the good news. Amen. We're not on here arguing. We're not on here jockeying for no position. We're not on here competing. We're on here pleased to be vessels, pleased to be servants. Hallelujah. So we thank God for you tuning in. We're going back to Elder Gates to see if he is available for comment. If not, we're gonna ask Sister Faithful today. We're gonna give her the pleasure of praying, amen, and closing us out today. God bless you, Elder Gates.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, amen, amen. We've been calling you for a comment or whatever the Lord lay on your heart. Yes.
Amen, and we had a glorious time in the Word of God today. Thank God for Evangelist Bernard and for her ministry, and thank you for allowing the Lord to use you to minister unto us through God's Word. We can argue about anything else, but one thing we cannot argue about is the Word of God, for the Bible says, let God be true and every man a liar. And so we give God praise because His Word is final, His Word is already established. And all we need to do is say amen whenever God's word is preached and spoken.
Mm.
I give God bless you in Jesus.
Thank you.
God bless you, Evangelist.
Amen, amen, amen. That's all we can say. When you say amen, that's it. That's it. Close the book. Ain't nothing else to say. You know, we got to. We have to really be respectful to one another. And that's when you don't honor. If you go into another man's house and you've been invited to preach, now if the pastor say a little something, but normally, most times, the pastors know protocol. They've already preached the word. So ain't nothing else for you to say. Now, if you want to preach, then maybe you can ask and he'll extend the invitation to you. But we have to be respectful of one another and not go behind. If the minister then preach, hey, praise the Lord, say what's on your heart, give your accolades, and most of the time you just say, thank God for the word, and God, he has spoken to my heart. He has ministered to me. Amen. Amen, Sister Ruby said I could say amen now. But sometimes you have, you know, I am the director, so I can go a little bit further.
just like Jesus did. He went a little bit further. So I encourage you all today to go a little bit further. And as you do, remember this destiny focus. Power in Jesus' name. Now, Sister Faithful, I don't want you to do no may the Lord watch between me and Dee. We have people on the line, and we have people that listen. We have more live listeners that's listening on the Internet. Some of them may need an encouraging word. Some of them may need to know that it ain't over till Jesus says it's over. So I want you to pray for our radio listeners, those that's on the line, and anybody that may be experiencing some difficulty today, or if they experiencing some past difficulties, if they would just invoke the name of Jesus, we'll see some changes. So I want Faithful to come and pray and close us out with prayer, and then we're going to close out with I love calling his name. Jesus. Amen. Sister Faithful, love you.
Love you too. Amen, Father God. We just come before you thanking you, first of all, for life, health, and strength and all that you're doing in our lives, no matter what it looks like and what it feels like, God, but who you are. Forgive us for our sins, knowingly and unknowingly, Father God. We just thank you for your promises that are yea and amen, your blessings, Father God. We just thank you right now. Whoever's in need today, Lord, whatever family, whatever individual's in need, they'll begin to be able to feel your presence from this show, be able to feel you in their life like never before. That they'll walk around, Father God, walking into your image and your likeness, crashing into it everywhere that they go, that they can't escape and they cannot get away from you and what you're doing and what you have for them, Father God. The plan that is good to prosper them, Father God. I thank you right now, Father God, that whatever it is, they'll begin to understand and know who you are, Father God, like never before, that you'll begin to restore their life, Father God, that you'll bring them up from that place, Father God, that they'll know that greater is he who is in me than he that is in the world, Father God, that you have already, that your son Jesus has already overcome the world, Father God, that they're overcomers and more than conquerors, Father God. And I speak into their life right now, Father God, healing and deliverance, peace, joy, strength, love, to know, Father God, that you are with them, Father God, and that we even love them as children and as children of the Most High God, Father God, as their sisters and brothers in the Lord, that we are here for them, oh God. We speak encouragement. We speak life. We speak prosperity. We speak health. We speak everything that they need today right now to come to them, wisdom and guidance. That they'll allow you to do a new thing because you've already done it, but they'll enter into the new thing, who you are, Father God, and know who they are, Father God, to rise up and go forth and know, Father God, you're not through with them yet. You're not done. No. They're not done with them yet. We call for salvation in the name of Jesus for the souls and our families that need salvation in those families, oh God. We speak salvation, oh God. And devil, you are a lie. No weapon formed against their life shall prosper. You are a defeated foe. They're covered in the blood of Jesus. Those who believe in the blood of Jesus on Calvary that was shed, they're covered. And we speak the blood over their lives in the name of Jesus. And I won't call those things in the name of Jesus. She was the blood. I know it was the blood. We know it was the blood. Call on the blood of Jesus. And I won't call those things. Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. We know it was the blood, and we give you praise, honor, and glory, God, for doing a new thing. Bless the host of this show. Bless the evangelists of this show. Bless everyone who is tuned in. Bless them, Father God. Continue to bless everyone, the leaders. Bless everyone, Father God, the people that tune in, the leaders that run this show. And we give you praise that it's done, oh God. Thank you for showing up today. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We bless you, Lord. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. We bless your name, oh God. We bless your name, God. We bless your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We thank you, God. Yabasi. Thank you, God. We give you praise. We thank you, God. We bless your name that it's done, yes, it's done. Brother, precious name of Jesus. Power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Hello.